The Democratic Cuyahoga County executive is trailing Kasich by 12 points in the latest Quinnipiac poll. What could be more alarming for Fitzgerald's campaign is that 65% of those polled say they don't know enough about him to even form an opinion. As Quinnipiac's Peter Brown explains, Ohio is a state where candidates need television ad time in order to get their name out there. And he says, to some degree, time is running out for Fitzgerald.
These numbers are not hugely different than what they were 3 months ago, the last time Quinnipiac polled. The difference is the campaign's now 3 months shorter.
Kasich's approval rating remains high at 55%, but one of his most controversial decisions as governor remains a hot topic for many voters. 80%, 4 out of 5 voters who responded to the survey, say the fight over the collective bargaining law that Kasich signed in 2011 and was repealed by voters is still important to them. And while 31% say the debate over Senate Bill 5 makes them less likely to vote for Kasich, 45% say it makes no difference.
All of those things would give one the impression that SB 5 would be having a detrimental effect to the governor's reelection campaign. If so, that means he really would be amazingly far ahead if that was the case. People may say, yes, it's important, but it may not deter them from voting for the governor.
In general, 60% of those polled say they're very or somewhat satisfied with the way things are going in Ohio, which is likely to help Kasich. But Brown says a race is never over with 3 months left.
Obviously, one would much rather be in Mr. Kasich's shoes than Mr. Fitzgerald's. But 3 months is a long time in politics. 3 months is a long time in anything, and in politics, it's an especially long time.
And 13% of the poll's respondents say they're undecided on who they'll choose for governor this fall. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.